Rashida Tlaib rages over Trump's opposition to vote by mail, president incompetent. By Hannah Blow on May 20, 2020. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, on Wednesday raged over President Trump's opposition to states, like Michigan, moving toward vote by mail for the general election, accusing him of wanting to oppress people and suppress the vote while endangering people's lives. Nah, president incompetent. Michigan promotes democracy without jeopardizing people's health. You would rather oppress people and suppress the vote. Per usual, Tlaib said in reaction to Trump's Wednesday morning tweet, threatening to punish Michigan for mailing absentee ballot applications to all state voters. Oh, and endangering people's lives seems to be your approach to a pandemic. We won't be following that method, she added. Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced on Tuesday the state would send ballot applications, specifically, to voters in the state, a decision that prompted reaction from the president. Benson claimed the move would ensure that no Michigander has to choose between their health and their right to vote, praising vote by mail as easy, convenient, safe, and secure. The news comes as blue states move to implement vote by mail for their respective primaries, and ultimately the general election, citing coronavirus-related concerns. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., essentially led the charge, authorizing vote by mail for November's election, a move failed Trump challenger Hillary Clinton praised heavily. Democrats have been attempting to use the fears surrounding the Chinese coronavirus to implement policy agenda items, like ballot harvesting and vote by mail. Many of them have been pointing to Wisconsin as a point of reference, which charged ahead with holding its in-person April 7 primary during the pandemic. However, the example does not provide compelling evidence to institute vote by mail. Out of 413,000 individuals who showed up to the polls April 7, only a few dozen later tested positive for the virus, and some of them indicated other ways that they may have contracted the illness. Even so, the data indicates an infection rate below 0.02%.